नम भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नमो विष्णुवराय कृष्णवराय बुद्धदेवाय भक्तवराय स्वामिनामने नमस्ते सारस्वत देवी गौरवाणी प्रसारणे नर्वशेषनिवारी पाश्चात्यदेशसारणे श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री वशिष्ठ गौरवानंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे श्री कृष्ण भगवान जो से चक्रवान वर्ष श्री आदान लक्षण नाना सारा कृष्ण वर्णता मंगलकारस्य व्याख्या Adya Swayam Bhavo Yataha
Adya Swayam Bhavo Yataha Arama Lakshana Nana Arakan Sanu Vandita
Arakan Sanu
Vandita Manmantarukta Vyakyata Adya Swayam Bhavo Yataha
Arakan Sanu Vandita
Adama Lakshana Symptomized by impious activities, nana, various, naraka, hells, cha, also, anuvarnita, have been described, manu antara, change of manu, cha, also, vyakyataha, has been described, adya, original. Swayam Bhuva, directly the son of Lord Brahma, Yataha, wherein, translation you've described, at the end of this canto, the varieties of hellish life that result from impious activities, you've also described the first Manvantara, which was presided over by Swayam Bhuva Manu, the son of Lord Brahma. That's fine, my dear Lord. You have described the dynasties and characteristics of King Priyavata and King Uttanapada. The Supreme Personality of God who created this material world of various universes, planetary systems, planets and stars with varied lands, seas, oceans, mountains, rivers, gardens, and trees, all with different characteristics. These are divided among this planet Earth, the luminaries of the sun, and lower planetary systems. You have very clearly described these planets and the living entities who live on them. Her part, in other words, yate idam asodhyabhibhu, clearly indicates that the Supreme and the Great Almighty Personality of God created this entire material world with its different varieties of planets, stars, and so forth. Atheists try to conceal the hand of God which is present in every creation, but we cannot explain how all these creations come into existence without a competent intelligence and almighty power behind them. Simply to imagine or speculate is a waste of time. And by the way, either the Lord says, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo, I am the origin of everything. Matta Sarvam Prabhavate, whatever exists in the creation emanates from me. Iti Madhva Pajanta Man Buddha Bhava Samandata. When one fully understands that I create everything by my omnipotence, one can firmly be situated in devotional service and fully surrendered at my Lord's feet. Unfortunately, unintelligent cannot immediately understand Krishna's supremacy. Nonetheless, if they associate with devotees and read authorizing books, they will gradually come to the proper understanding, although that may take many, many births. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, after many births and deaths, he would actually acknowledge, surrender unto me, knowing me, through the cause, and all causes, and all that is. That's great souls right there. Vasudev Krishna is the creator of everything and his energy is displayed in various ways. As explained in Bhagavad Gita, a combination of material energy and spiritual energy, the living entity, exists in every creation. And therefore, the same principle, the combination of the Supreme Spirit and material elements, is the cause of the cosmic manifestation. My dear Lord, you describe the dynasty characters between Priya Radha and Uttanapada, the Supreme Personality of God, created this material with various universes, planetary systems, planets and stars, the varied land, seas, oceans, mountains, rivers, gardens and trees, all with different characteristics. These are divided among this planet Earth, luminaries in the sky, and the lower planetary systems. You also clearly describe these planets and the living entities who live on them. So, here, Parikshit is actually giving a summary of all that Sukadeva described in the second canto. Sukadeva described about the yogis getting liberated from the material world by meditating on the Vishwarupa as a lower meditation, and then meditating on Paramatma as a higher meditation, and consequently freeing themselves from the material body and then leaving the material universe by merging the elements of the body into the different layers of matter surrounding the universe. And in the third canto, we have a description of the creation of Mahavishnu called Sarga. This is the primary creation. In the fourth canto, we have a description of the first Manvantara. In the fifth canto, we have a discussion of the Bhumandala, Mount Meru, planetary systems above, and the lower planetary systems, etc., as places for the living entity. So all of this is a plan of the Supreme Lord. He creates the material world, and then he begins to populate it with living entities living in different places in the universe. And he supervises this with the Manus. The Manus create the lines of kings like Uttanapada and Priyarata, and for Dhruva. And they institute the laws of Dharma. So, in other words, the Lord provides within the material world opportunities for escaping from the problems of the material world and going to the spiritual world. So that is why the yoga process was described at the very beginning. Some people prefer material world. So the kings rule over the material world and make arrangements for people to live there. Yeah? And on one hand, they encourage Prabhupada Marga, or living in the material world. We also know that these kings were very wise and intelligent, and they were great devotees of the Lord. Swayambhuva got instructions from the Lord, and we see Dhruva, he was personally taken by the Lord afterwards to Dhruva Loka, above the Swarga Loka. And he had the blessings of the Supreme Lord to seal even when he was a child. So, as well as encouraging people to follow Dharma and stay in the material world, we also have the process of getting out of the material world. So, of course, we have Jnana process and Sangha Yoga process and Bhakti Yoga process. If we look at Swayambhuva Manvantara, we'll see that within that range, many of the avatars of the Lord appear, and they teach these different processes. So in Swayambhuva Manvantara, we have the appearance of Narada, which is Bhakti, the Kumaras, which is Jnana, Dattatreya, which is just Jnana, and other personalities like Naranarayan, etc., which is pronunciation. Kapila, who teaches bhakti particularly, but also Jnana and Yoga. So we have a variety of avatars pointing to different processes that can be followed by the people in the material world in order to get out of the material world. So this is the whole purpose of the creation, to help the jivas gradually progress and then exit from the material world by these different processes. So in the process of describing all of this, Sukadeva is also described the miseries of the material world, which are exemplified by the punishments that the jivas get after committing sinful activities as human beings. So this indicates that all the people don't follow the laws of Manu. They break the laws in very serious ways, and therefore they are punished in these in the hellish planets, Pitraloka below the Bhumandala, just above the Jagadak Ocean. So that was described also in the fifth canto, description of the hellish tortures below the subterranean heavenly planets. So in relation to that, then Sukadeva in the next verse asks this question about what is the relief from this hellish existence. And therefore the story of Ajna is related. So the hellish punishments were described in order to show that in the material world, the though we strive for pravritti marga and being happy in the material world by following dharma and doing piety, etc., still there are chances that we can end up in this hellish position, committing sinful activities, etc. So therefore, the arrangements in the material world are not perfect. Though the Lord gives a method of living comfortably in the material world according to Dharma, not all people follow this, and therefore they have to suffer in hellish ways. And then they can animal bodies for some time, and then they work their way gradually up to human form again. And then if they're lucky, they do Dharma, and they don't fall and get hellish punishment again. And if they commit sinful activities, then again they suffer hellish punishments. So, in other words, the living entities wander throughout the material world. They may fall down to hellish planet, become an animal, work their way up the human species. They may practice Dharma. Then they can elevate themselves to heavenly planets. But then heavenly planets are described as temporary also, and they may fall in that position. Of course, it was also described here that if one goes to Brahmaloka, generally at the end of Brahma's life, Brahma is liberated, and those on the planet also are liberated with him. But others don't get liberated, and they fall from Brahmaloka. What to speak of people on lower planetary systems, even Svargaloka, they exhaust their punyas, and then they fall back to Earth again and are born as human beings again. So, and then they may commit sinful activity or pious activity, they may elevate themselves, or they may go downwards. So the whole purpose of that, the descriptions of the universe are there to show the variety of places a person can go according to his activities and consequently the karmic reactions that put him in these different places. And in all cases, he does activities, he gets karma, and if he does gross sinful activities, then he is subject to the hellish punishments in Pitraloka for some time. So in this way, the living entity wanders around in the material world, sometimes enjoying and sometimes suffering. And sometimes he has lower bodies, and sometimes he has higher bodies. So this is not an ideal position. The jiva prefers to have eternal happiness, permanent happiness. But the situation in the material world does not allow that because of karma. he gets stuck in various bodies at various times, which live for a certain period of time, and he has to give that up and get another body. So in this way, there is no permanence to the happiness in the material world. And not on this no permanent happiness, but one is subject to the danger of great pain through karma, and even hellish punishment, as we've seen described in the fifth canto. Okay. So Sukadeva describes all of this to indicate that the jiva in the material world should understand that staying in the material world is not a very promising position. It's not a good condition at all. Rather, you should somehow strive to get out of this position of temporary happiness in various bodies in the material world. So, with that in mind, therefore, here in the sixth canto, Parikshit asks the question of how to get relief from this hellish punishment. And then Sukadeva Goswami recites the story of Pajanil, to show that in spite of the arrangements for karma, hellish punishment, etc., it is not difficult to get out of that position. Just chanting the holy name of the Lord accidentally once can free one from all those hellish positions. So this indicates that though all these arrangements of misery are made in the material world, at the same time, the Lord is very merciful. He allows the jivas to escape from all the miseries by surrender to Him. So therefore, the Lord can never be accused of being indifferent to the sufferings of the jiva in the material world. He gives them opportunities in all sorts of ways. So one of the ways is His name. This is the simplest way, because it requires no qualification and still it has effect. It does not even require faith and it has effect. So therefore the name of the Lord is very special. And not only the name is special, but the name of Krishna is very special, because among the different forms of the Lord, Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan, and the name of Krishna is most powerful of all the different names. So therefore the whole purpose of this sixth canto is to show how the Lord assists the jivas in the material world against sinful activities, against the demons, etc. The name of the Lord, taste, of course, arises as one of the stages, but of course, it's called ruchi, and that's a later stage. But, in the beginning, that will manifest as faith and acceptance of the name, and then willingness to practice the sadhana, the Papadhyana Kriya. So we can't say there's no taste there, but it's not manifest in a high degree. So the basis of everything, of course, is that faith, the jiva's inclination to surrender to the Lord, based on that, and then we begin the practice of bhakti. And if it is executed properly, then the faith itself turns into bhakti. Instead of just an inclination for the Lord, it turns into a small amount of surrender to the Lord. So when that increases to a certain amount, our attraction becomes more and more, and at a certain stage that manifests as ruchi, which means taste. But in that sense, taste means that our attraction for the Supreme Lord is significantly more than our attraction for anything in the material world. So that is the stage of ruchi, but it doesn't mean there's no taste or no attraction for that point. So through the process of bhakti, and gradually the attachment and attraction for the Lord increases, and the attraction for material enjoyment decreases. So when it becomes more than 50% attraction for Krishna, then we can say that there's a positive manifestation of attraction, so that we call ruchi, our taste.
The quality is given in this material world. It's more associated with the material things rather than spiritual. So it is somehow overturned and overpowered by the material activities. It's a diversion from spiritual world.
So that's why we have to do bhakti associated with devotees and use things for the Supreme Lord rather than for Maya. Inevitably, we have a material body and everything, so we can never escape the fact we're in the material world. But we can't use that as an excuse not to do bhakti.
When they get the taste, then only the real development starts, advancement starts.
No, well, advancement starts from the beginning of bhakti. As soon as one begins practicing, that's an advancement of a faith, and if one practices, then one goes through different stages in Arjuna, Riti, Nishtha, Ruchi, Sakti, etc. So, one is advancing all the time. We can say that Nishtha and Ruchi, of course, are safer, because the attraction for Krishna is greater than the attraction for Maya. So it is much safer then. If it is less, then the dangers of attraction for material energy are more.
Maharaj, in day-to-day life, we are all practicing this, whatever Guru has instructed, whatever in spiritually described. But ultimately, we are not getting the taste. We are just hungry, we are hungry, we are eating the food. Like that only we are doing the chanting. But how to really develop the taste? Is there anything else apart from our desire? Or
well, ultimately, as I said, the taste itself is, in all cases, there is some taste. Otherwise, we don't practice at all. We get no effect and no taste, and we don't practice at all. We'd rather do something in the material world. So it's only a matter of the amount of taste that we get, or the amount of traction that we get for Krishna. Now, if we're looking for enjoyment, then there's a little problem there, because then very easily we can get stuck into material enjoyment instead, and consider the effects of materialism to be the effects of bhakti and get caught in that trap. So we have to be very careful of that. So the main emphasis has to be upon the jiva's attraction to the Supreme Lord. So that has to develop gradually. If that takes place, the gradual development takes place at a certain point in time, then that attraction becomes significantly more than attraction for Maya, and then one is, we can say, at the stage of taste. But before that, then stage, then we have to continually practice in order to get to that stage. In other words, taste is a matter of, we can say faith is a matter of taste, even though we do have faith in the practice. That also is an inclination to the Lord, but it's not strong enough because we still have so much attraction to the material world. But when it comes to the stage where it predominates over attraction for Maya, then we would say it's more possible to manifest.
ఏమే అండి Thank you. சொப்புல குடியில வேஸ்ட் பண்ணுவாங்க கொடையோட நல்லா வேலை பண்ணுது பாரு கொடைக்கு இவ்வளோ இடமா இவ்வளோ இடமா போத்த முடியும் இந்த மாதிரிக்கு கிருஷ்ணா வந்துட்டு ஃப்ளூட் வச்சு கூப்பிடுறாரு இந்த பாகவதம்ங்கிறது கிருஷ்ணாவோட ஃப்ளூட் வந்துட்டு கூப்பிடுறாரு கூப்பிடுச்சு ஒவ்வொரு கோபியும் அவங்க ஒரு சின்ன கோபியெல்லாம் அவங்க அம்மா அப்பா கிட்ட மாட்டிக்கிறாங்க அவங்க அப்பா அம்மாவெல்லாம் வந்துட்டு கூப்பிடாதுன்னு சொல்லிடுறாங்க அதே மாதிரிக்கு பெரிய கோபிஸ் கல்யாணமான கோபிஸ் வந்துட்டு அவங்க புருஷன் மாமியார் அப்புறம் மாமனார் அப்புறம் இவங்கெல்லாம் வந்துட்டு தடை பண்ணுறாங்க கூட்டி வச்சுருந்தாங்க. அப்போ இவங்க அப்படியே உள்ளே இருந்துட்டு அழுகுறாங்க. அப்புறம் கட்டு எடுத்து வச்சுட்டு அடிப்பேன்னு சொல்கிறாங்க. அப்படியெல்லாம் கோபிஸ் வந்துட்டு பயமுறுத்துறாங்க. அப்போ வந்துட்டு கோபிஸ் வந்துட்டு பின்னால் வழியாக தப்பிச்சு ஓடிடுறாங்க, இப்படி தப்பிச்சு ஓடுறாங்க, அப்படி தப்பிச்சு ஓடுறாங்க. என்னென்னவோ அந்த மெட்டீரியல் அட்டாச்மெண்ட்டு மொத்தமாக அவங்களுக்கு போயிடுச்சு இல்லையா. அப்போ அவங்க வந்துட்டு அவங்க உடம்பை பற்றி கவலைப்படல, அவங்க வீட்டை பற்றி கவலைப்படல, இவங்க நம்மளை என்ன நாளைக்கு வச்சுப்பாங்களா வச்சுக்க மாட்டாங்களான்னு கவலைப்படல, எல்லாத்தையும் உதறி தள்ளிட்டு அப்படி ஓடி போயிடுறாங்க. அப்படிதான் நாம் இன்னைக்கு போனோம். அந்த வீட்டை மீறிக்கிட்டு போகிறதுன்றது கோபிஸோட பாவனை. பாகவதத்துக்கு பாகவதம் கிருஷ்ணாவோட ஃப்ளூட்டு பாசிக்கிறச்சு அந்த இடத்துல எதுவுமே நிற்காது, முன்னால் யாரும் வந்தாலும் தூக்கி போட்டு கிருஷ்ணக்கிட்ட ஓடி போயிடுது. அப்படி தான் கோபிஸ் பண்ணுங்க. சொல்லு தங்கிட்டே வந்தா அப்படின்னு உள்ள உட்காந்து தான் எல்லாமே பயமாக தான் இருக்கும்.
ஆமாம் பயமாக தான் இருக்கும்.
வெளில வந்துட்டா
ரூமெல்லாம் இப்போ போய் மொண்டு ரூமெல்லாம் போய் மொண்டு ஊற்றுனு இப்போ தானே
பாகதம் போயிட்டு வந்த பாகதம் புரிஞ்சுதா இல்லையா?
ஆ
புரிஞ்சு. நான் இன்னும் இங்கிலீஷு தமிழ் இருக்கு தெலுங்கு தமிழ் எனக்கு ஒரு பாஷை என்ன பண்ணுவேன் ரெண்டு பாஷை ரெண்டு பேர் புரிய
வண்டிகிட்டு எதுவும் ஆஃபர் செய்யலாம் உப்பு கொஞ்சம் கரண்ட் வச்ச கூட மோட்டர் நீ ஏற்றப்பட்டுக்கொண்டார் கொஞ்சம் கரண்ட் வச்சு மோட்டர் ஏற்றுக்கணும் அங்கே
Thank you.
நான் கிருஷ்ணா நீங்க அப்புறம் பூ எடுத்துருவேன் சார், பூவோட டைம் அப்படி எடுத்துருவேன்.
Thank you. தப்பி இப்போ வேலை அந்த படிக்காது இருக்கிறதா ஊர் கவனம் கிடைக்கா Thank you.
பஞ்சாயத்தா பெற்றாங்க சாமி ரூபாய் தவறு செய்து
என்ன அது உங்க தண்ணி வராத மாதிரி ஒன்று பண்ணலாம்.
அந்த கோல்ல மோட்டர்லயே வருது இல்லையா, அந்த வரை ஏதாவது ஸ்கீம் பண்ணலாம். அந்த டைம் போய் போ அப்படி போய் சொல்லுறேன். சரி அதான் இது பெற்றுக்கொண்டா, நீ 1000 ரூபாய் வீடு பெற்றுக்கொண்டா, பாரத் கேஸ் இந்த இதையும் பெற்றுக்கொண்டா. சிக்கன் 1000 ரூபாய்
Thank you. I
Let them know we are, because always know when you are feeling it or you are not feeling it. ரூபாயின் மட்டும் எடுத்துக்கிட்டே இருந்தா நீ ஒரு 1000 வயசுமே அதே பிசினஸ்ல எடுத்துக்கிட்டே இருந்தேன் இது ரொம்ப நீர் உண்டா ஒரு படையிருக்கு அந்தமா வைஷ்ணவ வசதி சொப்பா நானி கோசம் எனக்கு சூஸ்தான்